rocks.
All righty. Good morning. 7:13 is Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up? Let's see. Today, should I do the forecast maybe?
Yeah, why not? Hell.
Hey, don't tell me what to do.
You asked.
We have some rain and thunder this morning, then partly sunny, another chance of rain and storms this evening. High of 90.
It'll
be hot.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, cloudy, few scattered showers, low of 67. Thursday, sunny, high of 77. Friday, mostly sunny, high of 80. Hot.
Hot.
It's going to be nice, though. I think it's going to be beautiful. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Anyway, that's all I got. Should I do the morning dump?
I always wonder if it'd be neat if we lived in Hell, Michigan.
In Hell, Michigan?
So when it was like 100 degrees. Like, it's like hell.
It's hot as hell out here.
Yeah.
Or when it gets cold, hell froze over.
Yeah. See? Oh. There you go. See, I would love to be a weatherman over there in Hell, Michigan.
Just have some fun with it. All right, it's the same jokes over and over. All right,
just dress up like Satan every day.
That would be worth it. Right. That would be worth
Welcome
it.
Welcome to Hell.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, the Morning Dump, as always, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, I hate to have two death stories in the Morning Dump, but obviously they are pretty big stories, pretty big breaking news happened yesterday. Well, we'll start with the first one. Ross Perot.
Me.
Ross Perot died yesterday after battling leukemia. He's the Texas billionaire who ran for president. I didn't know he was a billionaire.
Yeah, he's
I thought he was
rich.
A politician, but he was just a Texas billionaire that ran for president in 1992 and 1996. Here's a little.
Wasn't he one of the richest candidates ever or something?
He had to be.
Yeah.
Outside of Trump, man.
Yeah.
Here he is back in, I think, 1992.
The volunteers in all 50 states have asked me to run as a candidate for president of the United States.
You can tell he's from Texas.
United States.
United States. I'm running for president.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And Ross Perot had the big ears. Dana Carvey did a wonderful
impression. Was he oil?
Had to be. That or cattle. It's either oil or cattle in Texas.
You're from Texas,
He was either an oil baron or a cattle baron. He was a baron of some sort, and he was a billionaire. I never knew. Again, I was still pretty, 92, I was
just a little
6 years old. Just a little tyke. Just a little fella. But anyway, yeah. So Ross Perot, he died at 89 years old.
We always have the CNN going in the background here in the studio. And yesterday when that news broke, they were showing just like a bunch of clips of Ross Perot, you know, running for president next to Bill Clinton and the other kid.
Yeah, and they're talking.
And you look at Bill Clinton. I don't mean to change subject here, but Bill Clinton looked a lot younger in 92.
Well, yeah, everyone looked a lot younger.
You look at him now, you're like, dude.
Well, you think about that. That was.
It was a while. I guess that was a while ago.
That was 27 years ago.
Dude. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems weird, doesn't it?
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
27 years ago. So long ago. I'm going to blow your mind with the date here in just a little bit. Also, in your death report this morning, your morning dump death report, Emmy Award-winning actor Rip Torn died Tuesday. His representative confirmed he was 88 years old. We don't know the cause of death at this point. Obviously, no foul play is suspected, but he was 88. He actually won some awards. He's been on film. He's done stage. He's done TV. I remember him most from Men in Black and obviously Dodgeball. That was probably my favorite role of his. Here's a couple clips of Rip Torn doing his thing.
Shouldn't we, like, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or?
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Patches of
hula. If you can dodge traffic, you can dodge a ball.
Any thoughts?
No, but I'd like
to. I'm not sure that anyone wants to hear what you got to say, young lady. Now, don't take this as a threat, but I killed a man like you in Korea, hand to hand.
I love that he said, no, we don't hear from you, young lady. I killed a man like you in Korea. What?
Dodge, dip, duck, dive, and dodge.
He actually had an Oscar nomination as well for a supporting actor and a portrayal of a father who faced with a tragedy in Cross Creek. There you go. So another one lost. And like I said, they come in threes. That's what they say. Well.
How did he pass?
We don't know yet. No. It hasn't been confirmed. They got to do the autopsy and everything. So
he forgot to dip.
No, he didn't dive.
Didn't dive. You know, mark it up as that until they find out.
I guess a wrench would. That would be maybe almost poetic if that was the way he died.
Yeah.
A wrench to the dome.
Jeez, dude.
Lastly, talking about dates, like you mentioned, believe it or not, American Pie turned 20 years old yesterday.
No.
20 friggin' years old.
Wow.
Jason Biggs said in a new interview that he had reservations about the pie scene. He thought it might ruin his career, but the manager told him to do it. Do you think that ruined his career?
No.
I don't think so.
It set it off, didn't it?
It kind of, I think maybe it pigeonholed him a little bit, because was he ever in any really serious roles?
He did have a good chunk of roles after, but I think they were all comedies.
You know, I
think
he
was in like a romance one movie.
I don't think he's ever been like a leading man in anything serious, like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
You know, it's just one of those roles. Once he did American Pie, anything he was in, it was like, oh yeah, that's Jason Biggs from American Pie.
Kind of like Sean William Scott.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's had a couple. He's Stifler, but he's had some other roles. But he's basically, anytime you see him, like, is that it's Stifler.
Right.
But I tell you what, I would have no problem pretending to stick my donger into a apple pie if I got all the money that they got.
Okay,
off of
good and finish there.
I mean, what, he got four movies out of it? Three movies out of it?
Yeah, he did.
Dude.
Why was he so beat up about that? That was like the funniest scene.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
I would totally do that. Hell, I'll do it right now for like $50.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Jim?
It's not what it looks like.
What? We'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
Classic.
Eugene Levy's so good.
Classic.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.